This is Binary Star System, a Star Wars prequel trilogy fanfic written by We Are the Witches and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and is Jen, with additional tags for The Force, May the Force Be With You, Emotions, I don't even know, Tatooine Slave Culture, Tatooine, Slavery, Slaves, Slave Trade, Culture, Jedi Training, Jedi Coruscant, Protective Obi-Wan, Obi-Wan Kenobi is a mess, Young Anakin, Anakin Skywalker needs a hug, Human Disaster Anakin Skywalker, Female Anakin Skywalker, Jedi Knights. This story is set post The Phantom Menace, but during the early days of Obi-Wan and Anakin's Padawan Master partnership. Everyone looks at her oddly. It's not the same as the looks she got on Tatooine from slavers and interested parties who would venture into Watto's shop and reach their hands over, pulling at her hair to see her face better. They look at Anakin like she's a slave fighting in the ring, like she's interesting, but not worth betting on. They don't see her as valuable. Remember that, if something happens to me, Anakin, if we are separated, to always make sure you are seen as valuable. Shmi whispered, as she pulled Anakin's hair back, little tiny braids against her skull, forming like they do every morning and evening under her mother's hand. You are of the sandstorms, and you have the heart of the Krayt Dragon Leo, my little one. But so long as you are a slave, having a Krayt heart won't do you well. The chains that bind you are strong and can strangle dragons easily. You must wear them and bear their weight as if they are fine jewelry. A Jedi Master asks one of Anakin's creche mates to be her Padawan. Anakin frowns at them as they leave, mostly because she doesn't understand. Alla might have powers of extreme empathy enhanced by the Force, but how does empathy make her valuable? Anakin sits down in the creche that evening, trying to meditate. Alla could meditate easily. Anakin has trouble. She doesn't know how to clear her mind like the Jedi say, and though she might not be a slave anymore, Anakin doesn't think her chains are lifted yet. Until she is a Jedi, free to save Tatooine and rescue her mother, Anakin is still bound. And one of those chains is being a Kreishling. I need to become a Padawan, and to become a Padawan, I need to learn how to meditate. But how? Sensing frustration in one of my Kreishlings after over 2 hours of meditation means something is wrong, her Kreish master says, coming to kneel beside her, hands tucking into their robes. Releasing your emotions into the Force isn't just about trying to dispel them. You must connect with the Force and embrace them for what they are, then cast them aside. I don't know how to connect to the Force, Anakin admits, opening her eyes. In her lap, her fingers twitch, wanting something to hold, to spin or fiddle. Anakin thinks of pod racing. Qui-Gon Jinn said Anakin definitely used the Force then to help her get through the course, but Anakin just... she doesn't understand. Anakin has lived all her life the same, with no presence helping her. She says as much to her Krayt Master. They are quiet for several seconds afterwards, before they take out their comm, communicating with someone else. Anakin leans up to see who the Krayt Master is communicating with, but doesn't see before the Krayt Master stands. Come with me, Anakin. Anakin scrambles to her feet, following the Krayt Master to the exit. She glances at the half-dozen of her Krayt mates around the room, some glancing back, whispering, and watching them leave. Another Krayt Master will be along to supervise you shortly, they say calmly, as the two of them leave. Anakin finds herself being led through the temple, through tall gray corridors and upwards via an elevator. Aniki realizes, however, that their end destination is none other than the medical bay. She stops in place, suddenly frightened. Am I wrong? Is there something wrong with me? Is this to do with the Force? Her crash master pauses, glancing back at her with a concerned expression, voice quiet and soothing. Aniki, come. There's nothing to be scared of here. Release your emotions to the Force. I don't know how, Aniki whispers, before breathing in deeply, shivering at the cold. Drawing her cloak around her tightly, Aniki walks forward, regardless of her feelings. Her Krish master places their hand on her shoulder as they walk into the medical bay. Where are we going? To a Force-shielded room, her Krish master murmurs, squeezing her shoulder. The Force has given me an idea that I do not think probable, but if my journey to becoming a Jedi has taught me anything, it is that the Force lives in us all as truth. I can only hope my interpretation is so. What if it isn't? Aniki questions, as a creeping feeling of nausea grows in her belly, the thought of a Force-shielded room unsettling her. They come up to a doorway, entering it shortly. Aniki looks around the circular room, lined with numbered doors. Her Krish master leads her to the third door, inputting a 4-digit code into the console. The door opens with a hiss to reveal a light orange room with white furniture and white sheets on the bed. Aniki steps inside at her Krish master's bidding, being followed by them shortly. The door closes, a sudden heat to the room making her feel far more comfortable, and then the lights flash. Once, twice, thrice. Aniki falls to her knees, screaming out as part of her is ripped away. She claws at her chest for a bare second before going slack, staring into space. She feels like there's a gaping hole in the world, and she barely notices how her crash master heavily sits on the bed, watching her with unblinking eyes. Aniki cannot think. She's barely breathing as it is, taking in small mouthfuls of air. Her hands are numb, and her toes, too. What left? Aniki asks no one. What went away? In front of her, the Krish master frowns. Aniki, what language are you speaking in?
Where did it go? How do I get it back?
Aniki looks back at the door, tilting and falling to the ground, eyes locked on the control panel as she shifts her deadweight body closer and closer to the wall. All her focus is on the lack of universe, the lack of world and light and dark outside of her own body, but a part of her is concentrating on that control panel, too. The Crushmaster shut the door and took the Force from Aniki's universe. Aniki hauls herself up onto her knees, leaning against the wall. She's shaking, and something wet falls onto her hand. She looks down to see blood dripping fast from her nose to her hand and cloak. No, she thinks, blue eyes widening in fatigued panic. No, this was borrowed. The next thing Aniki knows is the Force wrapping around her like a hug. She reaches out for it, and the Force is strength pouring into her and cocooning her. Great heart, an infinite loop of power. The Force isn't strength. Aniki Skywalker, daughter of Shmi Skywalker, is strength. Aniki Great Heart Force Child, daughter of Shmi, Star Traveler, Storyteller, Mother of All, is strength. She's a dragon who feeds herself, an infinite circular system. Aniki, Please wake up. Obi-Wan's voice is a dim whisper in the Force. Anakin twists her head to look back at where his voice comes from, a desert suddenly appearing around her. A sandstorm whips around her, and Anakin thinks, I'm in the eye of the storm. You are supposed to become my Padawan. I promised my master. I swore I would take care of you. Obi-Wan, Anakin thinks of him. Obi-Wan with the copper hair. The last time Anakin saw him, he was growing it all out. Long Padawan braid and ponytail gone. Anakin doesn't like the idea of cutting her hair and styling it in such a fashion. Maybe if she were a boy, she'd have less problems with it. But female slaves are vulnerable in ways males simply aren't. Not on Tatooine, at least. Because just like there is a slave's secret spoken language, there is a slave's secret braiding language, shared across all manner of class and caste. And the Jedi's traditions don't agree with Anakin's culture. Anakin has seen the female human Padawans around the Jedi Temple. Everything about their chin-length hair, small ponytails on top of their heads, and thin Padawan braids all simply offend her. Braids are words, identification, and safety. Braids mean slavers can't grab her hair and pull her aside for an inspection. Braids mean other slaves know where she lives if she's been beaten until she's black and blue. Braids mean that if she dies, her body can be returned to the Skywalker clan. To her mother, or another slave who was taken under the care of a Skywalker. Anakin, Obi-Wan pleads. You need to leave the Force. Its embrace has stolen you for so many days now, and I... Obi-Wan's voice disappears. And Anakin thinks, No, I want to hear him! She looks out into the sandstorm, and thinks of what her mother said to her every morning and night. I am of the sandstorms, and I have the heart of the Krayt Dragon Lea. Force around her agrees wholeheartedly, and it is an extension of herself. The sandstorm's eye travels with her as she ventures forth through the dunes, approaching a darkness that both scares and annoys her. Scares her, because the closer she gets to the darkness, the less powerful the sandstorm around her becomes. The eye enlarging and shrinking rapidly around her, sometimes until the sand scratches at her cheeks. Annoys her, because, Obi-Wan, why are you in the darkness? The darkness makes me weak! Stupid Obi-Wan, get out of the dark! Her eyes open, and for a moment, all Anakin can do is stare at the white ceiling, the Force pressing around her like it had in her dream. Oh, this is what it's always been like. Anakin? Obi-Wan exclaims. You're awake! Anakin looks at her future master, who gave her to the Kreish masters and asked that they teach her what they can, for he was not ready to look after a Padawan in his grief, let alone a Padawan girl on the cusp of maturity. 3 years, maximum, he said to her. If not before then. I need time, Anakin. You are my responsibility. And as such, I must do what is best for you. I am not ready. How long was I out? She questions, practically rasping. The Force is with her. I am the Sandstorms. I have the heart of Lea, the Krayt Dragon. And I am with the Force, and the Force is with me. The end. Reader's notes. This story is marked as one chapter unfinished by We Are the Witches, But I did feel that the story is a very self-contained, like, slice of life moment. I particularly love this idea that if Anakin is basically plugged in at 11 the whole time with all of, or Anakin in the story, all of the interactions with the Force and everything, that maybe the way the Jedi teach interacting with the Force isn't quite what works for Anakin, because things that other people have to consciously think about if they're reaching sort of with a smaller trickle, Anakin doesn't have because she's got, like, you know, the faucet turned on full blast. And I think that's really interesting, too, to sort of examine what the Master Padawan relationship would have been, too, for Anakin and Obi-Wan, or Anakin in this case, especially with the idea that Obi-Wan also needs to grieve, and Obi-Wan also is taking a step from being essentially a child to being a single parent in a day and a half, and in canon, right? We sort of get that idea that, surprise, you were a child and now you are responsible for a child. And, like, examining how Obi-Wan would have needed to sort of, I need to learn how to be an adult before I can be responsible for you. I think that's really, really, I wish I saw more of that and to be explored in a way that feels so beautiful. Secret braids language is my kryptonite. I'm so weak for secret braids language. I think this is glorious, this bit of, like, slave culture that we don't necessarily expect to see, but, like, one more piece of culture clash for Anakin to have to work through and figure out, like, what's the best way of handling that. Also, this podfic was recorded as an ITBE 2020 gift for Melancholy Mace, who I think is actually Melancholy Morningstar, not on AO3. And you had asked for Tatooine slave culture in your letter, and this just felt like such a great little window into one small element and sort of extrapolating from it, and it just feels beautiful, and I really hope you enjoyed this. So, yes, thank you to We Are the Witches for having blanket permission to podfic and giving me this lovely slice of life into gender-bent Anakin and Tatooine slave culture in a way that I loved exploring. And Melancholy Morningstar, I hope you enjoyed this. Thank you, everyone else, for listening. Hope you enjoyed it as well. Have a nice day.